Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third hour of the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show. Thank you for everybody who's been sticking around with us for the past 2 hours. We greatly appreciate it. For those of you who are just joining us right now and haven't listened to the show today or yesterday, Hockman, Crowder, and Solana are all off today. So we have a best of going on as we speak. But don't you worry. Tomorrow, Hockman and Solana will be live from the FLA Live Arena previewing the Florida Panthers home opener. Before we can continue with the best of the Hockman and Crowder show, I have a few headlines for you this hour, which is sponsored by Golf Miami Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa returned to practice today after injuring his ribs against Buffalo in week 2 and should be eligible for Miami's game against Jacksonville in London on Sunday. In MLB playoff news, the Astros defeated the Chicago White Sox 10-1 yesterday. They advanced to the ALCS to face the Boston Red Sox. The Atlanta Braves are headed to the NLCS after beating the Milwaukee Brewers last night 5-4. And the Los Angeles Dodgers forced a Game 5 after beating the San Francisco Giants 7-2 last night. The NHL returned last night with the Pittsburgh Penguins defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 6-2 and the Vegas Golden Knights handing the Seattle Kraken a 4-3 loss in their first ever game. Florida Panthers open at home tomorrow against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And for your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, call 24/7. The number is 866-954-MORE. Here in El Portal, still sunny, still hot, and those are your headlines. And as we continue with the best of the Hockman and Crowder show, one thing that this show does love, or at least Hawk does, Mount Rushmores. In this segment, Solana gives us his Mount Rushmore of ducks. It might seem like something, you know, as simple as a Mount Rushmore of ducks would go smoothly, but when it's Solana creating a Mount Rushmore, things, of course, go off the rails.
Who is hammering away on a keyboard?
Somebody's getting it.
Is that you, Solana?
What was that?
Were you hammering away on a keyboard?
I'm typing. I am typing.
On a typewriter?
I mean, you are just hammering away. What do you got? Ham hands? What do you got?
Well, I learned how to type on a typewriter. So like I push the buttons down very heavily.
You. What do you have? You have a second microphone just on the keyboard in case you needed to type something real loud?
I mean, I must have
goodness gracious.
Have the greatest microphone ever invented because you heard a fan, you heard a TV that was my neighbor's TV that was on. And I mean, you hear my dog barking outside.
No, you don't have the greatest microphone ever made. You're loud, and you don't realize you're on radio. That's the problem.
Good grief.
Not the microphone.
Nobody else heard the typing. I guarantee it. Nobody heard the typing.
Okay. And he's going to be playing drums at 5:30. Oh, I didn't know. I was just practicing my drum licks. I didn't know. You can hear that?
My drum lick.
Can hear that? Oh, what? What's something bothering you? Oh, I was just typing something. You heard that?
I mean, I'm working. I'm trying to work here. Getting ready for the headlines.
You realize I'm doing a radio show. And he goes, I'm working. Oh, my God, did I just screw up this computer? I'm now on international language settings. Everything has an umlaut on it now. I don't even know what's happening.
Was the bit worth it, though?
Oh, yeah. I had the time of my life. Yeah,
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I figured.
Typing again, huh?
Just disgruntled?
I mean, it's...
Oh, you heard that? You heard that?
Good God, man. Do I have to remind you that we're doing a radio show? Like, do you watch, like, Jimmy Kimmel, and then all of a sudden you hear Guillermo just typing somewhere in the background? Like, the show is going on. What do you have to type now?
I was just preparing my next headline. That's all.
Why aren't the headlines prepared?
Well, I mean, I was just writing a quick note here. That's all.
Honk, this is a bit. Because there's no way he's typing that fast.
Like, what did you just
hear him
type?
Like, we've seen him type. You don't type that fast, Solana. Get out of here.
What'd you type?
I have my my kicker's coming up here, and it's the National Donald Duck Day. So I just thought of another duck for my Mount Rushmore of ducks. I just wanted to write it down. Didn't want to forget.
Well, how long is this duck's name? Because you were typing for a while.
It's the Mighty Ducks.
Solana, we know you type with your pointer fingers.
I mean, it's crazy that this
No, hold on. No joke.
I just did a whole thing about typing, and now he just has to do typing while I'm talking. He goes back to typing.
Crowder, no shot. You're right about that. I type faster than maybe anybody in the building. I'm not even joking. Like, I don't have to look at the keyboard. I can type.
These are some of the texts. Need some foam for that microphone. Yeah, you can muffle some of the sound with the mic.
I've got foam on it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine what the typing would sound like without the foam? Somebody says, I definitely heard the typing. Somebody says, that typing was the only thing I heard at the beginning of the segment. Me too. Somebody says via text, why can't Solana just write something on a piece of paper? You're driving us crazy. Half the show is us listening to Hawk scolding you. Turn off your mic, dumbass.
I tried turning off my mic, and Hawk got mad at me for turning off my mic and turning it back on.
That's true.
He did complain the last 2 days about that.
How about this, though? Write down on a piece of paper with a pen, silently, Mighty Ducks.
Hawk, I write all show, don't I?
Yep.
Well, Solana, you
see me. Because if you hammer away, sometimes I even click on my mouse, and people say, who's clicking on the mouse? And yeah. I stop. So, yeah, I don't know why Solana believes the microphone will only hear him and not everything else going on in his room. Like, it's a weird thought to me. I'm going to have this giant loud fan going in my room. It won't hear that. It'll only hear me.
Right, but the last 2 days I had the fan on.
No, you didn't.
And
lie.
No, I didn't.
I know you didn't.
You can't lie and run away that fast, Solana. When you lie, at least stick with it 30, 40 seconds.
Stick with it. All right, anything else in the headlines?
Yeah, guys. Today is National Donald Duck Day.
Somebody says Solana should just use a pen and keep clicking it. That would drive me crazy. Yeah, somebody goes, click it even when you're not using it. go ahead, National Donald Duck Day.
Mount Rushmore of ducks. Yellow ducky goes up there, I think.
Yellow duck? You talking about a rubber ducky?
Yeah, like the yellow rubber ducky, right?
No, nobody calls it yellow ducky. It's rubber ducky. They made a song about him on Sesame Street. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. And then yellow ducky. So that why didn't you hit the backspace button on your computer keyboard for that one? Yellow ducky.
I don't think they make them rubber anymore, due to eco-friendly advancements. So maybe your generation was rubber. Mine, probably not rubber anymore.
Eco-friendly advancements, ladies and gentlemen.
Eco-friendly.
Can I just continue on with my Mount Rushmore?
I mean, if it's not any better than that, no. So I don't know.
The Aflac duck.
Okay, that's a good one.
The ugly duckling.
Well, that's a duckling.
Get close to home, Solana?
That's a duckling. That's not a duck. That's a duckling.
A duckling is a duck.
Nope.
Baby duck.
Is a baby not a person? A baby is not a human?
Well, if I was doing Mount Rushmore of men, I wouldn't say the Gerber baby.
Got you there.
Good point. I tap out.
What, was your fourth. Go ahead.
Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck rounds out the Mount Rushmore of
ducks. So Donald Duck wasn't even on the Mount Rushmore of ducks?
No, he was not. And neither was the Mighty Ducks, which is what I was typing. Change
you,
of heart.
You couldn't bear to take down Yellow Duck.
Yellow Duck.
What about Duck Duck Goose? Long Duck Dong from 16 Candles?
Yeah. DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Scrooge McDuck is my guy.
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
The movie you love, though.
Oh,
the
Howard the Duck.
Yeah. Howard the Duck.
He has to be on there.
You know. You know.
His taste in women are garbage.
Oh, but, my God. Don't you ever talk about Leah Thompson that way. Ever.
He built like a little duck.
Oh, my God, man. That was great. Yellow Duck. Dude hammers away on the typewriter for 7 minutes, and then the first thing out of his mouth, Yellow Duck.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Yellow Duck. Just Yellow Duck.
You could write that and okay. Right.
He's like, okay,
one.
I nailed it on the first one. Yellow Duck. Let me see what else we have here.
Duckling.
There he goes, hammering away. We're going to talk about something important. That was something ridiculous that we just did there at the end. This is important. It's your health. And, man, you've heard me talk about Life Imaging FLA on this show. The concept behind Life Imaging FLA is preventative medicine. You go there. What they try to do is detect signs of cancer or heart disease before you're symptomatic. So you go to Life Imaging FLA to get scanned with their low-dose radiation CT scanners. Now, I went there, and I'm so glad that I did. I did the heart scan. I also did the full body scan. You could take advantage of their free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements. Find out if you're at risk for heart disease. And then, like me, you can also do the full body scan if you want. And I know, you know, you hear me talk about Life Imaging FLA. What do other people say about it? I look online, some of the reviews. Richard A., he writes, very clean and professional. Awesome staff. I'm at rest now knowing that I don't have any more kidney stones in my future. Furthermore, I'll be taking a much better approach to my diet for a longer, healthier life. 5 stars is what he gives them. And I walked out of there feeling really good, too, after I got my results. So call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, call #250, say the keyword, free heart scan. That's #250 and just say the keyword, free heart scan. You'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Birds are, you know, expert hunters. They eat seeds.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show. Hope everybody's enjoying the show so far. Just want to reiterate to anybody who probably hasn't heard or is just joining us right now, Hockman and Crowder and Solana are all off today. Hockman and Solana will be live from the FLA Live Arena tomorrow as the Florida Panthers get ready for their home opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And as we continue on with the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show, this upcoming segment is about flying habits with OG, Oronde Gadsden. As you may know, OG is probably the Hawk and Crowder Show's favorite guest, and here's the time he ended up talking about what his flying habits are when he's on an airplane.
Oronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver and a Super Bowl champion with the Cowboys his rookie season, and a coach at American Heritage for many years now. By the way, you're going to be able to watch his son this coming college football season at Syracuse, because Oronde Gadsden the second will be playing football for Syracuse. You told me this morning you flew back yesterday. You were visiting him up in New York.
Yeah. He had a birthday. Let me tell you, this is something I didn't know, and maybe some people know, but I didn't know. Maybe Channing knows, because he's a big time recruit coming out of high school. But when I took Oronde to college, and we were supposed to leave we took him, I guess, on a Friday, and we were supposed to leave Monday, and they said we couldn't leave because he was 17 and couldn't sign anything on his own, so we had to stay 2 extra days and sign all his paperwork. Two players on Syracuse team was it's under 18, and he was one of them. It was kind of crazy.
Did you know that, Crowder?
Yeah.
You can't sign a legal bonding document if you're not an adult. And you're not an adult to 18.
But what? So what's the legal? But is it a letter of intent, or it's actually like accepting the scholarship?
No, like he had to get physicals and all type of stuff, books and grants and I guess actual funds, sent to him. And like Channing, attorney Channing said that he couldn't legally do it. So.
Oh, but at Florida, it was different. They just handed you a big envelope full of cash, didn't they, Crowder?
Yeah.
Syracuse is following the rules, but
they're all writing checks. That's a paper trail.
They got the Chick-fil-A bag in Florida.
It's like, sir, I didn't order any Chick-fil-A. Oh, yes, you did. Look inside, you all-American, you.
What's that burrito place y'all had? What's the burrito place, Channing? You know the burrito place.
Oh, my goodness. Cluck-U's Chicken was the chicken place. We had a Chipotle, but it was – man, I can't think of that.
No, what's the other chicken place, though?
There's a famous burrito place up there, man. Yes. The burrito place.
I got in a fight in that burrito place at 2 a.m. with the McCollum twins one time. I just cannot think of the name.
What's the name of the chicken place, though? Not Zaxby's. What's where you get the bucket or something? You get the – Guthrie's. That's
Guthrie's.
It. Solana just said it. Guthrie's.
That's a Florida state, though.
Oh, I thought that was in Gainesville.
Now we most Zaxby's in Gainesville.
Oh, all right. Well, but this is what I want to ask you. So, Oronde, you fly to and from New York, obviously. What do you do on an airplane? Because I've flown with Crowder before, and he doesn't do anything. He just sits there. He doesn't sleep. He just stares ahead. It makes me uncomfortable. And then I just flew with my wife to Pennsylvania
and back. I pray that the dude in front of me don't lean his seat back, because my knees up on that seat. God bless America.
Do you bring a movie, a book, a magazine, or do you just sit there?
Because
you strike me as the kind of guy like Crowder that would just sit there.
I bring offline Tonk and Tetris. That's all I got.
You play the computer. You ain't playing nobody.
I play nobody. I just play the computer. I get mad at that L shape. I don't know what it is, but it's turned the wrong way always, man. When I can play the board, it's turned left. When it should be turned right, I can get slided in there, but it never works.
But for 2-3 hours, you will play against the computer, Tetris, and Tonk.
I'll take a nap as take off just in case, you know, anything goes awry when I say my prayer. And then when they say you can take your seatbelt off, I try to stretch my leg. I try to get an aisle seat every time. So one of my legs is out in the aisle getting hit by the cart. Like, all right. But that other knee is slam up against the back of the chair. Holy mackerel.
OG, a number of times on planes, OG, I have people come and thank me because they think I'm an air marshal. Because all I do is sit there and stare at people. I'm on top alert the whole time I'm on a plane.
It does. It's uncomfortable.
You waiting for something to go down. You're waiting for it to go down.
OG, I'm going to dive on somebody. Because they ain't gonna have but a razor or a sharp pencil. I'm going to eat that. I'm diving on the first person to jump up and start yelling on my plane.
I'm going to eat that little plastic knife you got. I got to.
Because it's crazy to me. Solana, if you're going to fly... Solana, if you're going to fly, don't you make sure that you've got some content downloaded, a podcast, a movie, a TV show?
I don't really do that either. I don't really like, you know, go movies 1, 2, 3. I just don't, because I don't come equipped. I don't have the headphones. I don't have nothing like that.
But that's what I'm saying. You know you're going to fly.
I don't have that. Nobody has that.
Yes, Crowder's the same way. I'm like, because I will go through the airport and I'll tell Crowder, I'm like, hey, you know, because they have the little kiosk, you can buy earbuds out of a vending machine now.
No, ain't nobody doing that. Because you got to get the ones where you got to plug in with the jack at the bottom, the thing. Like you.
No, this is not an airplane. This is not a plane in 1978 that has the special jack. This is your phone.
You got to put the thing in.
Oh, the dongle? You're talking about a dongle?
Listen, I'm just looking at the exit row, and I'm telling them people in the exit row when that lady say, can you do the duties? I'm like, yo, y'all ain't got to worry about that door getting off if we hit the water. The door coming off. You don't worry about that. You know what? They ain't got to ask them. They can say no, they can't handle it. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to get out that door.
Do you check out the people in the exit row to see if they're
capable
of... Man,
I check out the people in the exit row. Because, one, I want the leg room. That's one. And, two, I'm taking that door off no matter what the instructions say. Grab the up handle and the bottom handle and pull it to you. It's coming off, man.
So after the flight attendant asks them, you know, are you prepared to do this? You follow up then? You come to the row and you say, I was kind of keeping an eye on you. You look like you might have some atrophy in your legs and maybe I should.
Yeah.
And you might forcibly take an aisle row seat. Is that possible?
Just if they act like they, you know, can't do the duties, you know, assigned to the extra row, sure. Hey, look, I got the same seat you got, but just 4 rows back. If you want to take that, I can take the door, you know, because I'm getting out the plane. Like, you know, when the plane lands, everybody get up and you just waiting for all the people. No, it won't be like that if, you know, we hit some trouble.
And, OG, if the oxygen, mask fall, what's the chance of you helping your neighbor?
Zero.
No matter who they are,
there's a greater chance of you stealing their oxygen than you helping them with their oxygen.
If they're under 16, I got you. But after 17 and a half, if that registers in my mind, it's, you know, one look over, he over 17 and a half. You got to get your own, buddy.
Have you ever, Rondae Gadsden is with us. You obviously traveled a lot when you were playing professional football. Have you ever been on a flight that you thought was experiencing significant difficulties where you were legitimately scared for your life?
Not playing football, but since then, yes. I mean, you know, nothing where, you know, they... You know, that something's going to happen, like we're going to hit the water, or, you know, one of those other situations where they hit the waters, take off, anything. But I've been in significant turbulence, you know, and they saying they're going through the clouds and stuff. Well, get out the clouds, like go up or go down, one of the two, like because the shaking ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? I look like Magilla Gorilla in the sea, grabbing the side of the handles, like whoa, whoa, whoa. And knowing we 36,000 feet in the air, like really ain't nothing we could do at this point.
Is it possible, now that I'm listening to how you act on a flight, is it possible that maybe if you brought a movie, you'd just be able to put your mind at ease and you wouldn't be bothering all the flight attendants and the other passengers and
stealing the kids' oxygen?
I don't
think that's possible because I've flown JetBlue and now Delta. They have planes. And I watched Little Things with the one with Denzel Washington. But, I'm more interested in what the people doing, who going to the bathroom. Let me see if he looks suspicious. Why is he going to the bathroom with a book bag on? Okay, hold on. Let me turn to the side and make sure, because if he come back, if he say something loud, I'm first. I'm going in.
See, I think OG figured out what Hulk, I'm on full alert on the plane. Right. I don't want to be distracted by a movie. I want to make sure that little kid with the black hoodie on, he looks a little upset with life. I don't want to go out with him.
Yeah.
So
you guys have deputized yourselves as kind of like the chaperones of the plane?
Yeah, yeah. Just in case. I know they got some on there. I try to spot that guy out. Okay, that guy looks nondescript. He don't have no bags. He got a coat and a hat on. He could be a marshal. But, you know, if he look like he's not, you know, from around these parts, he could have one of them plastic
delicate
knives
way of putting it. Very nice.
OG, yeah. I don't know how we went down this plane.
I know.
Area, but
I don't know. I thought we were going to talk about soccer or Wimbledon or something like that.
Me and Hawk talked about this a while ago. There is three seats and there's four armrests. How are the armrests divvied out between aisle, center, and window? Who gets what armrest?
Well, I'm getting one, and the one in the middle, when you pull it down, it's the first one who puts his elbow in the other guy's ribs. Like, if I pull that thing down and my elbow in your ribs, that's my armrest. Like, you got to go, you better catch the other dude or the other lady on the other side.
It's a race.
It's a physical competition. It's a physical competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The aisle one I usually got because I want to push the little button in the back and lift the aisle arm up, right? So I can, all right. But this one in between us, you know, because they see me coming. They're like, here comes this big African-American guy, right? So I'm going to sit down, and they're going to up the little armrest. But, boy, the first one put it down. I got it. Elbow in your ribs. When they be like, the other side, man.
Is there a look of fear in everyone's eye as you walk on to the plane and you get past – row three, and now everyone's wondering, it's like a Ronde roulette, like who's going to be sitting next to this dude? Is there a look of fear on other passengers' faces as you approach them?
Sometimes. When somebody already, when the person already in the seat by the window, and they look, and they see me, undo the thing where I'm putting my bags up there, and they look at you, they're like, ooh, I hope you on the aisle and not in this middle, because if I'm in this middle, you know it's about to be 3 hours and you cannot use the bathroom, because I ain't getting up.
So the best seats to aisle. That's what you best seats to aisle.
Well, for his size, he's big.
But the window, you get to lean. Like, you can lean on the wall. You already have a natural pillow.
But if you got to pee or something, you got to ask two other people to get up. I don't like it.
Oh, and OG,
if it's under an hour, if you're going to Jacksonville, maybe, all right, so I take the window. But anything longer than Jacksonville, I gotta get the aisle just in case. Like I say, just in case, man, crowd, if that thing jump off, you in the window with your head, the thing, the shade down and your head on the window, and things get frisky, you stuck.
I'm coming up over at Gilbert and Edna. They gonna get their whole lap stepped on by this size 13. I'm coming up over them when old boy goes there. They ain't got a chance.
All right, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, a deep dive into Aronde Gadsden's flying habits. Aronde, always a pleasure.
Always, guys. I appreciate it. Fly safe, Solana. Fly safe, buddy.
I'm not kidding. I had some Tua and some receiving core questions written down, but it maybe later in the week. Maybe we'll have you again later in the week. All right, see you, OG.
All right, man. Bye.
There you go, Rondé Gadsden.
Oh, boy.
He is gold. Both of you guys. Because Solana, like, isn't that, like, if I'm flying, I'm making sure that I get to watch some stuff. Like, that's a great time because you're captive for 2, 3, 4 hours, depending where you're going, sometimes 5, 6 hours. These guys, they don't bring a thing.
At the very least, I'm pulling out the American way if I'm on an American Airlines flight, or I'm stopping before I get on the flight. I get a Sports Illustrated. I'll just flip through the picture. I'm not reading
Somebody texted in, only time I'll ever read a newspaper. I get a newspaper before I get on a plane. Crowder has literally, we've flown to Vegas. That's 5.5, 6 hours sometimes. Crowder has sat there with a notebook and a pen. And I don't know what he's writing. I don't know, like, I have no idea. But he will occupy his time writing in a notebook with his pen.
You know every time something bad happens, there's a shooting and it innocent bystanders.
So you're always on guard.
I'm not gonna be one of those dudes with that, you know, because if something was to ever happen and I was they're gonna say ex Miami Dolphin Channing Crowder, right, innocent bystander. No. Ex-Miami Dolphin Channing Crowder dove on his damn head, and he ended up getting stabbed. Like, I'm gonna be a bigger part of the story than innocent bystander. I'm not letting my guard down.
Well, there you go. Little glimpse inside the flying habits. I think we should have more people on and talk about their flying habits. I found that to be fascinating. I have a feeling this is gonna break down on racial barriers. I'm not even kidding you. I have a feeling racial barriers are like. Every white person, every white athlete is going to have Mad Libs and Sudoku.
You're in your living room. Hawk has stuff laid out. He has a computer screen, an iPad, his phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you tape it up on the wall?
Oftentimes, I don't want the flight to end. I'm having such a great time.
Shoes off. Shoes off.
Not no. Shoes
if
off.
Something jumps absolutely off, how you gonna not. Fight, Hawk?
Absolutely not. How dare you?
Get your team colors in your wallet. A Miami Dolphin branded debit card. Represent your team by getting an account with the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins, and that's Dade County Federal Credit Union. Dade County Federal Credit Union offers savings accounts, checking accounts, auto loans, and much more. It's a tough season, but we're going to think about the good times now. We'll get back on track. What about that Miami Dolphins 1972 perfect season? And DCFCU is offering the perfect checking account. The perfect checking account, something that all Dolphins need to have with the perfect checking account. You get that Miami Dolphin branded debit card, identity theft recovery services, ATM fee reversal, and automatic debit card savings. And Dolphins, DCFCU wants to help you achieve financial freedom. Open a DCFCU perfect checking account today and help them get your finances on the right path. Now with this offer, we will waive the membership fees now. Perfect checking account, you get it with no membership fees. And memberships open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in Miami-Dade County. But you got to use the promo code Crowder, my last name, C-R-O-W-D-E-R, to waive those membership fees. But the offer's only open to the first 100 fans, so you got to act fast. And with the perfect checking account, exclusive rewards come for Dolph fans, including home game tickets, swag, and much more. To become a member of Dade County Federal Credit Union, you got to visit fincu.com. That's F-I-N-S-C-U.com. Certain restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give him the Chicken Little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show. Thank you for everybody who's been listening so far throughout these last 3 hours. I want to let you guys know that Hockman and Solana will be back live tomorrow from the FLA Live Arena, as they will be at the arena for the Florida Panthers home opener against the Pittsburgh Penguins. But to continue on with the Best of the Hockman and Crowder Show, this segment is about how do we eat certain foods. Hock and Crowder were fascinated by a BuzzFeed survey that talked about how different people eat different foods. Here is that segment.
Solana had put on the show sheet a few times, and I didn't get to it. From BuzzFeed, do you eat these foods the way other people eat them? And I find some of this stuff fascinating. When you make a sandwich, Crowder, what's the best way to cut it? Down the middle or diagonally? Now, I will say this. I don't believe in cutting sandwiches. Because I think if you're an adult, you can eat a sandwich. Like if I make a turkey sandwich, I can eat a turkey sandwich with no problem without cutting it. And it's a constant joke that my wife and I have, because if she does make me a sandwich, she'll always say, "Do you want me to cut it?" Knowing that I'm going to say no. In fact, I prefer the taste of a sandwich that's not cut. Tastes different to me.
You're always going to get a little aggressive with takes. So I'll let you get away with that one.
I felt like the take wasn't aggressive enough, so I had to get somewhere with it, and I found it.
What? I don't get the cutting a sandwich thing. I cut my kids' sandwiches for their lunch in school now with COVID. They don't make the lunch, and they're children. They're 8.
Sure.
I'll slice that one, but I won't do the diagonal crap. You just cut it in half. Don't make it all fancy. But as
which
a
is better? Which is better, though, if you had to cut it for yourself, down the middle or diagonally?
Straight down the middle. I think you can get more sandwich pieces in your mouth with down the middle.
I'm with you. I feel like a diagonal cut, you almost feel like you're losing sandwich, even though it doesn't make any sense. Jimmy, what do you think?
That little tip, that little tip is not a lot of pieces.
That's right. No. That's right. When you get down to the tip, it's just... Anywho. Jimmy, what do you think? Do you cut your sandwich, Jimmy?
No.
You do not. If you did, though, down the middle or diagonally?
Down the middle.
Down the middle. So, according to BuzzFeed, 80% say diagonally is better. So, how about that? Pretty interesting. All right. How about this one? When you eat pizza, do you eat it flat or do you fold it?
Ooh, I fold only if necessity, if it's too hot and gooey.
Right, or
you have to get the consistency.
The folding of the pizza, if you're getting a slice on the street in New York, you know, you're walking up to Ray's Original and you get a slice and you're walking, and so you fold it. It just seems to be a more convenient way to eat it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say with that, I don't think there's a way to go. I think it's more of a situational approach.
Okay. Solana, flat or folded?
Always folded.
Always folded, really?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you eat your pizza flat or do you fold it?
Flat.
Flat, yeah. 31% like to fold their pizza. 31%. I don't like to fold pizza, although I will tell you this. If you're out, you know, before COVID, and you'd be out with a lot of people, or there's a little league, you know, post-game party, and you kind of scan the room and you go, you know, there's not enough pizza here for all the people that are here, all the adults, you just go, this isn't going to work right. Mm-hmm. Then I'll start folding because I can consume more pizza quickly to get to the next slice. You know what I'm saying? Oh. I mean, there's a strategy.
Sometimes there is, especially when they do because they always at kid. The thing is getting to me now with my kids growing up, Hawk, are the kid grown up combination parties.
Mm-hmm.
Where
mm-hmm.
you look at the food and you're saying, okay, the kids are going to kill this cheese pizza. So there's only 3 pepperonis. So
right.
Let me dive on this pepperoni as a grown-up.
Exactly. Exactly. And you got to fold it if you want to get that second slice.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm with you on that. You got to strategize when you go to these combo children grown-up parties, because nobody prepares for those parties correctly.
Now, how about this one? I find this one to be very interesting. What's the best way to eat an apple? Slice it or just bite into it?
Bite into it. You're a grown up. I'm not going to prepare. What you want to peel to? Get your ass out of here. Bite the apple.
I prefer a sliced apple.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reason that I have found that is if my wife is making an apple, she'll use one of those, you know, slicers that you just push down on it and it makes like the little apple bouquet.
Oh, those are fun.
And I find that to be a preferable way to eat an apple.
Yeah.
I do. And slices won on this BuzzFeed poll with 56% of the vote.
Mm-hmm. Slices?
Yeah. So, Solana, you like slicing the apple?
Yeah. Crowder, biting into an apple, just too much stress on the jaw. Your tooth
Crowder's
might stay
got
in
double
it.
Row of teeth, though. You know what? Crowder's not the right person to be asking this. Crowder's not the right person to be asking this.
Do y'all understand? Right now at Publix and Walmart, there's a package of sliced apples.
Yeah. Yeah.
That are in a Mickey Mouse container. It's angled towards children.
No, but that doesn't.
Sliced. You're a grown up.
No. I think the slicing of the apple, I just think it's a more enjoyable way to consume the apple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jimmy?
I'm going to send y'all some mandarin oranges, too. Let me give you a mandarin orange package. Yeah. Maybe an applesauce pouch. There we
Jimmy,
go. Let's just go all the way in.
How do you eat your apple, Jimmy?
Bite into it.
Bite into the apple like a man.
Because Jimmy's a man.
All right. Okay, fair enough. How about this? Do you put ketchup on your fries or do you put ketchup on the side and dip your fries?
Dip. Everybody does that.
Solana, you dip your fries or you cover them in ketchup?
No, I dip. I think it's disgusting. It's one of my biggest pet peeves when people put the ketchup all on there, then their fingers have ketchup all over them. They're licking their fingers. Mm. Just put it on the side like everybody else.
Jimmy, you dip your fries in ketchup or you cover them?
Dip.
Yeah, I believe that if you cover your fries in ketchup, you're a serial killer. So I think we have agreement on that. And according to BuzzFeed, 92% of people dip the fries. Yeah.
I saved my wife's life. She was going to be a serial killer.
She was a French fry ketchup coverer.
Oh, 12 years ago now we... And she used to pour the ketchup. And I say, listen, we can't go any further if you don't stop putting your ketchup in a cup on the side.
We're
going
to start to end this now. Yeah, I'm with you. Good for you. What's the best brownie, corner piece or middle piece?
Middle, the gooey, the good, the action.
You are so right. Everyone loves the corner piece. The corner piece is all burnt up and dry. The middle piece is where it's at. Solana, which brownie?
You got to go with the corner piece. I mean, it's just like a pizza. You got the soft part, then you got the crust at the end. It's the same thing for a brownie. You got your gooey part, delicious, and then you get to the tougher, stronger part at the end. Really, you need the variation when you're eating a brownie.
Disagree. Jimmy?
Middle
piece, yeah. Yeah, I stand with Jimmy on that one. 57%, according to BuzzFeed. Said the corner piece.
You can't reference pizza and brownies. It's like you want the burnt eggs, you want the hard egg on the edge.
It just says it doesn't make sense because
in the middle.
Which is the more enjoyable part of the brownie, Solana? The middle gooey part or the tough end?
No, I mean I like the tough end as well, just as much as I like the gooey part. No, but think about it, like a piece of bread, right? Like a piece of sourdough. Yesterday, we're talking about sourdough on the outside, nice tough. On the inside, nice and warm. It's an essential part of the sourdough bread experience. Same goes with a brownie. Get the nice gooey part in the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. The gooey part's the best part, and so that's what I would eat for the entire time if I could, which is why I like the middle brownie. Here's an interesting one, and those of us with kids probably have opinions on this. If you don't have kids, I don't know how many people eat string cheese. Do you peel string cheese, or do you just bite into it as a chunk?
You got to peel it because it's string cheese. Got to peel.
Yeah, I go bite into it like a chunk. You just bite a chunk of that string cheese. You eat it like it's a candy bar. Just eat it like a candy bar.
So you might as well get a big Velveeta block and eat it.
I'm saying I wouldn't. I wouldn't have string cheese in my house if I didn't have a kid. So, but if I'm faced with a hunger pang and I want to have a string cheese, I'm going to eat it like a man. I'm going to take bites of this piece of cheese. I'm not going to peel my piece of cheese.
I peel it and I hold it over my face and put it down into my mouth.
Yeah, I do that too. I do that. You can. It doesn't matter how old you are. Solana, you peel the string cheese or you bite into it like a chunk?
So this one's interesting because I do both. And here's my rule. String cheese, always have to eat two. You can't just eat one. It's not filling enough as a snack. So I pull the first one back because that's the Crowder's right. You gotta pull it, string cheese. On the second one, too lazy. I mean, I just want to eat the damn cheese already. So I just bite right into it.
Jimmy, how do you eat your string cheese?
I bite into it.
You bite right into it. Do you have kids, Jimmy?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, we'll see if that changes when you do. Any plans for them anytime soon?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, you let us know if that changes.
I don't know if the guy that bites a string cheese, if he's a good lover, because you have to take time and enjoy the task at hand, and that's string cheesing. Stringing a string cheese is enjoying the task at hand. You're not just trying to shovel down the cheese into your stomach. I don't know if y'all are good lovers.
Yeah, but if I want to have a snack, if I want to have a snack, I want to have a snack. I'm ready to eat the snack. I don't want to start, doing a dance with it. I want to eat the damn food.
But enjoy the snack.
Hey, hello, cheese. Enjoy the taste. How are you, cheese? I'm going to eat you, cheese. You're going to enjoy this.
Look at you all pasteurized.
All right, last one.
Pasteurized fine ass.
Do you eat a bagel one half at a time, or do you put the two halves together and eat it like a sandwich?
One half at a time is the only way to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Although, if you go to certain delis, you go to like Way Beyond in Boca and you get a sandwich, like if you get a whitefish sandwich, on a bagel, they'll serve it to you as a sandwich.
A bagel witch.
But for the most part, bagels are supposed to be eaten one half at a time, I believe. Solana?
Yeah, unless I'm eating a bagel witch, then I'm going. I'm going one
off.
Jimmy, how do you eat your bagels?
Bagel witch was coming out today.
Halves at a time.
Halves, yeah. Yeah, I'm with Jimmy on that one. 22%, according to BuzzFeed, go sandwich style. 22% only. All right, there you go.
We're little BuzzFeed Jimmy poll. Jimmy has these long-ass answers, man. We don't have any time to talk about stuff.
Jimmy, though, is right on everything, though. Yeah. I think he nailed every single one of those. So, well done, well done by all. Okay, there you go. That's why I told you that we had something very important to get to in this segment, and I think you would all agree that we just did. So you're welcome.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, I'm gonna go get some corn nuts.
Some what?
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.